Thank you, Steve Bertrand. 239. You want to brag about your brackets?
I was shocked. I just looked, and there might be a little bracket for fun around here. I am poised to win.
The WGN family bracket?
I just need, I picked North Carolina, so if North Carolina goes forward and a couple of the losers, Andrea, who picked Oregon, if they're knocked out, I'm in the money.
Wow. Is it money? Do you guys, will you make some money?
I always donate everything I win to charity.
How many people are in?
I think they're probably 30 or so.
Is it $5 a piece?
I think it was 10. I really stopped.
Wow.
Dude, I tuned out not even after the second day of the first round. I was so bad. But it's been such a topsy-turvy bracket that because I've got North Carolina, I'm okay.
Yeah. I got Arizona in the final. I think I may have North Carolina. I forget what my final four is because, I just quit looking. I tried too hard in the first round.
Oh, you were talking about this. I know.
I had Gonzaga losing in the first round.
And yet you tried hard.
Well, if I was right, holy cow, my brackets would look better than a lot of people's right now. What if I was right? You can't know. What if South Dakota State, one of these days, a 16 is going to be to one?
Yeah, one of these days.
But it didn't happen this year.
No, it's not going to happen next year either, probably.
You're probably right. Ian Scher's on the line. He's the CNET executive editor out on the West Coast. I think this man is in the San Francisco area. Hey, Ian, is that you? This is John Williams. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you? I am in San Francisco.
Are you in brackets, too? How's your bracket doing, Ian?
So this is where I admit that I conform to the stereotype of a nerd. And I'm not that interested in professional sports to get into the brackets. I watch the finals of everything, so I'll be watching the finals of as things get kind of down to the wire. But and I watch the Super Bowl and I watch the World Series. But it never got into me. It wasn't part of my family.
We called you to talk a little bit about something Facebook is doing these days, which is kind of a new tab on their page. Is that how you would describe it?
You know, it's interesting. It's a feature actually in the phone. And what the idea is it's actually really neat. A lot of people don't know who their representatives are in Congress and in the State House. And so Facebook uses this really smart idea. All these people have Facebook accounts. All of them say which districts they represent in their Facebook accounts. And so what will happen is that you go into this app, it'll access your GPS and say, oh, here's all of your representatives, and show you and make it easy for you to follow them so that you can find out when there's another town hall, or you can contact them directly and tell them what you think.
Oh, really? It has
idea here.
Yeah.
The whole idea here is to get you more civically engaged, right?
So it's got like a Facebook Messenger service then? I mean, Facebook does, so I guess you could then message your politician, or you could find out when and where they're going to be, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on whether the politician has Facebook Messenger turned on. For example, when I tried it out and, I decided I wanted to see if I could call Jerry Brown's office, which is the governor here in California, it just allowed me to call him directly. And his phone number was in the system, not him directly, his office.
Nice.
So, I mean, the system is it's pretty, the idea here, Facebook already has all this data, right? They've had it for years. And now they're just making it much more accessible to all of us. And I think it's part of their response to the kind of accusations about how they affected the election with all the fake news and all this debate that's going on. This is their way of saying, look, here's a way for you to get involved that's not just sharing an article that people may debate about.
I never understood if that was a fair criticism of Facebook, people sharing fake news stories about the candidates on Facebook. I don't know if that's Facebook's fault or even problem to fix. What's your thought about that?
You know, it's a really hard question. I think this is something that the Silicon Valley is coming to grips with, which is that they have this ideal of what the perfect world is, saved by technology and turned into a utopia. And what they're learning is that by allowing everyone to have easy access to post whatever they want and comment whatever they want, some really nefarious stuff happens, right? It's not just fake news. There's scams that happen. There's awful stuff like revenge porn, which is this terrible thing we've written about on CNET before. And so all this stuff happens on Facebook, not just the fake news thing. And so they are trying to find ways to solve this because not everyone gets on Facebook thinking, how am I going to help make the world better today, right? And that's part of the problem.
I must admit, when this thing first came out, I'm a little older than you. I think I may be a lot older than you. But when the internet first became something we could all, you know, tap into very easily, I didn't see all of the abuse of it. I didn't see spam, for crying aloud, like, let alone all of the things you're talking about. I saw it as a way to instantly communicate free and unlimited access to all information. And you're right. I kind of had this utopian view of the possibilities here. But now it's a nuisance, and sometimes it actually, you take a step back when you consume information on the internet.
Yeah, I mean, I think part of that was what you experienced as well. If you speak to people who are kind of experts in the hate and harassment that happens on the internet, and I've tried to try and get my hands wrapped around it myself, they pointed out and they reminded me, like, the old bulletin board services that existed before the internet as we know it had harassment and awful things on it too. There was the awful stuff we point to the internet today. It on some level, it's just scaled up, right? The internet's become the way that half this world communicates. And so, you know, the amount of terribleness has also kind of grown to that level as well. And so it's always been there, but it's just become very rampant recently. And that's part of the problem. And that doesn't mean it's okay, but there needs to be ways to solve it. But it's never not been there, is their point.
So now this service that Facebook has now is called Town Hall. And when you click on it, it knows where you are. So it will say, here where you are the state senator, the state representative, the congressman, the member of the House, the member of the U.S. Senate, your governor, that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, and up to the president, right? And so, and it's a really, you know, for Facebook, it's an interesting way to go about this, right? Because Facebook has been trying to encourage us to get civically involved for a while. They had, for a few election cycles now, they've had a little thing that's gone on their page to tell you, remind you to vote whenever a voting day is. And they've also done things like they've tried to have kind of a copy of the ballot or a way to get access to it. And they even remind you how to sign up to get on the rolls. So this is kind of that next step. And the question will be how people use it. I was surprised to learn that Facebook, when they first turned on the voter registration system, actually overwhelmed some states with the number of people who were registering to vote.
Really?
So this might have a real impact, even though a lot of us look at it and say, eh, whatever, right? Well, it turns out there are a lot of people who don't have access to this information or aren't aware of how to access it. And so by making it easily accessible, they suddenly just go bananas for it.
Ian Schur is the CNET executive editor for the West Coast. Ian Schur's on a phone line. Was it you or somebody else who said, Ian, that Facebook's sort of MO is, rather than, you know, fighting back with hate speech or false information, they know that's out there, they're not even super criticizing it, they're just saying, let's sort of combat it with positive information or helpful information?
Yes, it's something that Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Facebook, has said several times now. They don't think that censorship is the way to go. And you have to remember, the First Amendment does not apply to Facebook, right? It stops the government from stopping me from saying stuff, but private companies can do whatever the heck they want. And so Facebook could turn off my account at any time for something I write. But they think that the best way to go about this, with the exception of extremes, is to encourage counter speech, is what they call it. Positive speech that fights up against the negative speech. So imagine you have an article that someone posts about how terrible the Muslim community is. And then someone responds back saying, actually, all these, you know, these groups have been helping to the Jewish cemeteries. Muslims have been coming in to help fix them up after they've been vandalized and all these other things. Right. So it's that type of thing where they think that's more powerful than just trying to cut off the people who are the bad parts of the conversation.
Yeah.
And that's a really fascinating way to go about it.
Well, maybe you've answered the question then. So if in my Facebook feed somebody is posting stuff that's either inaccurate or is making me upset because I don't agree with the position they're taking, what advice do you have for me? Maybe I still want to follow or be friends with this person. Why are you laughing, Ian?
Well, because debate on the internet is a funny thing, isn't it? My advice is that, you know, I personally tend to try to offer, when I'm posting on Facebook, and I don't see it as, you know, I'm giving everyone the full view of the world, but I try to show them at least what the world looks like from my point of view. And I try to encourage others to see what the world looks like from other people's point of view. And to me, as a journalist who believes not only in the truth, but also telling people's stories, I think that that's valuable. And, you know, the issues around accuracy and all that, those things are being hashed out. Facebook and other apps now are starting to add little tags that say, hey, this story is disputed. It's not exactly the way that these people write it to be. So those things are starting to solve themselves. And I think what's going to happen is that as you go along, you can decide to debate with your friends or family or whatever. But also the way that Facebook's algorithm works and the way the computers work, it's starting to show you views outside of your own bubble. And I think that's helpful, too.
Hmm. Okay, so it's called Town Hall, right? And is it on everybody's phone? Do you need to upgrade Facebook, or is it automatically populating your Facebook page?
It should automatically be there already. And there are instructions on CNET for how to get to it, and as well as Facebook's own site if you want to look that way. And it's really easy to get access to. I was able to find it in a couple of seconds.
It's a shame that we need Facebook to tell us who our local congressman and state representative is, but I'll bet if you stop 10 people on the street, I don't know how many of them would know the answer to that, but now it's a little easier. It's right on your Facebook page, dummy. And the links, I mean, it's their Facebook page. You can go right to them and say what you want to say and hear what you want to hear. So that's convenient, if nothing else.
Yep, definitely.
Ian Schur is the CNET executive editor for the West Coast. Nice to talk to you today, Ian. I appreciate your help.
My pleasure.
He said that in the last election, I talked to him off the air today. I don't know if this is, I mean, he said it. I'm not going to argue with him, Steve, but that less than half of the registered voters voted, or less than half of the people who were eligible to vote voted. You think that's true?
Yeah, maybe. Sure.
Wow. I mean, maybe it was two candidates that a lot of people didn't like as opposed to two candidates people really did, but I cannot imagine somebody not voting in the last election.
I mean, I think it's usually around 60% or something, isn't it?
Wow.
I don't know if that's eligible voters or registered voters.
I'll bet you that's of registered voters and of eligible voters. I'll bet, obviously, the percentage would be less. It's 251. This is WGN.